USA Radio News with John Hunt.
During an interview this morning on Fox Business, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich slammed the Biden administration for turning to foreign countries to import oil amid record high prices and believes the United States is drifting toward nuclear war.
Why would you take oil from Venezuela but not from Texas? Why would you take natural gas from Iran but not from Oklahoma? I mean, Putin has engaged in actions that are clearly war crimes. They're getting worse. He's getting bolder as he gets more desperate. And frankly, I think we're drifting towards an enormous danger of nuclear war.
And if you're heading out on a trip, the Transportation Security Administration is extending the mask mandate on public transportation until April 18th. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will work with government agencies to help inform a revised policy framework for when the mask rules can be lifted during this time. You made it to Thursday and the weekend is almost here. This is USA Radio News.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
Better not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
On itemized deductions. Hey, can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
If you're still waiting for Major League Baseball to start spring training and potentially the regular season, we're not there just yet.
Major League Baseball is postponing two more weeks of regular season games. In a statement released by the league, it was announced opening day is moving to at least April 14th after talks on Wednesday stalled. The MLB Players Association rejecting three offers on an international draft resolution, which became the latest issue in negotiations. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now says this season's flu vaccine offers very small protection against mild cases of influenza. Against the most common flu strain circulating this season, the flu shot only reduced a person's chance of getting a mild case by 16%, which is considered not statistically significant, according to the CDC authors of the study, though the shots could offer some minor protection against more severe illness. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
A virtual hearing today in U.S. bankruptcy court gave survivors of opioid addiction and people who lost loved ones to the crisis exactly what they've long desired. That's the chance to confront members of the family behind the OxyContin maker, Purdue Pharma. They blame the Sackler family members for helping fuel the epidemic through the marketing of Purdue's signature painkiller, OxyContin, and failing to take responsibility for that role. The three Sackler family members that attended the hearing were Richard, Teresa, and David Sackler. Under court rules, they were not allowed to respond and had to sit silently while roughly two dozen people gave emotional statements. South Korea has elected a new president, and the man taking the reins may significantly change the key U.S. ally stance in the standoff with North Korea. Incoming President Yoon Suk-yeol is a conservative who said he wants to teach rude boy North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un some manners. On the campaign trail, Yoon said, "If you give me a chance, I will teach him some manners," promising to make Kim snap out of it if he was elected. And the 2020 census undercounted black, Latino, and indigenous populations while supposedly overcounting white and Asian people, according to estimates from a report by the U.S. Census Bureau. The findings continue a long-standing struggle for the Bureau with counting underrepresented groups while overcounting non-Hispanic white people. Many of them live in hard-to-reach areas such as rural communities with limited access to the Internet. Remember, stay updated anytime 24/7 at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.